Hello and welcome to the Silicon Analyst Podcast. Today we're diving into TSMC's recent announcement regarding price increases on their advanced chips starting in 2026. This move, driven by the soaring demand for AI semiconductors, signals a significant shift in the industry's pricing landscape and has far-reaching implications for hardware vendors, end users, and the broader supply chain. Let's unpack the details. TSMC, the world's largest contract chip maker, has informed its customers of annual price increases for advanced chips, effective January 1st, 2026. Reports from Taiwan indicate that these increases will range from 3% to 10%, with the most pressure felt on advanced chip nodes below 3 nanometers. TSMC Chairman C.C. Wei confirmed that demand for advanced nodes currently exceeds supply by nearly 3 times, bolstering TSMC's pricing power. This surge in demand is largely attributed to the explosive growth of AI and high-performance computing applications. As AI becomes more pervasive in various sectors, from cloud computing to autonomous vehicles, the demand for powerful AI accelerators and specialized chips continues to escalate, outpacing the available manufacturing capacity. The impact on the supply chain is substantial. TSMC's price increase will directly affect the cost of goods for companies relying on advanced manufacturing capabilities. These include major players in smartphones, GPUs, servers, and AI systems. As these companies absorb the increased chip costs, they will likely pass some of these expenses on to consumers, potentially leading to higher prices for electronics and cloud services. The exact magnitude of these increases will depend on various factors, including the specific chip node used, the volume of chips purchased, and the competitive dynamics within each respective market. For instance, a smartphone using a cutting-edge 3nm application processor may see a more significant price increase than a server CPU built on a slightly older node. The increased cost could incentivize some companies to explore alternative manufacturing options, although these options are currently limited. Samsung Foundry remains the primary competitor to TSMC in advanced chip manufacturing, but its market share is still behind TSMC. Other fabs, such as Intel Foundry Services, are investing heavily in catching up, but they're not expected to be a significant factor in the advanced chip market in the near term. This reliance on a single dominant player like TSMC introduces a point of vulnerability in the supply chain, as any disruption to TSMC's operations could have far-reaching consequences. TSMC currently commands over 70% of the advanced chip manufacturing market. Its pricing decisions have considerable sway over the industry's cost structure. This could lead to increased competition between TSMC and Samsung Foundry for securing orders, potentially impacting future pricing strategies. Let's delve into the impact on AI accelerators. The AI accelerator market is experiencing explosive growth, driven by the increasing demand for AI capabilities in various applications, including cloud computing, autonomous vehicles, and edge devices. These accelerators, often built on advanced chip nodes, are critical for enabling the high-performance computing required for AI workloads. TSMC's price increase will have a direct and substantial impact on the cost of developing and deploying AI accelerators. Major AI accelerator vendors, such as NVIDIA, AMD, and Intel, rely heavily on TSMC's advanced manufacturing capabilities. The 3% to 10% price increase will translate directly into higher costs for these companies, which may be passed on to end customers. This could potentially slow down the adoption of AI technologies, especially in price-sensitive markets. Moreover, the increased cost could incentivize companies to optimize their AI algorithms and hardware architectures to improve efficiency and reduce the reliance on the most advanced chip nodes. Companies might consider employing techniques such as quantization or model compression to reduce the computational requirements of their AI models. Alternative hardware architectures, such as analog AI or neuromorphic computing, may also become more attractive as the cost of traditional digital chips increases. For example, NVIDIA's H100 AI accelerator currently costs around $35,000, while AMD's MI300X is priced at approximately $28,000. Intel's Gaudi 3 is expected to be priced around $25,000. These prices are likely to increase as TSMC's price hikes take effect, further increasing the barrier to entry for companies looking to deploy AI solutions. The supply-demand imbalance in advanced chip nodes is particularly acute for AI accelerators. The demand for these chips is growing at a faster rate than TSMC's ability to increase its manufacturing capacity. This scarcity of supply further reinforces TSMC's pricing power and creates opportunities for other players in the semiconductor ecosystem. Companies that can develop innovative packaging technologies or improve chiplet designs could gain a competitive advantage by reducing the overall cost of AI accelerators. Furthermore, the increased focus on chiplet designs may help mitigate the impact of yield challenges with monolithic large dies. Now let's consider HBM and advanced packaging. High bandwidth memory, HBM, and advanced packaging technologies like CoWoS, chip-on-wafer-on-substrate, are critical components of modern AI accelerators and high-performance computing systems. HBM provides the high memory bandwidth required to feed the powerful processing cores in these chips, while advanced packaging enables the integration of multiple chips into a single package, improving performance and reducing power consumption. TSMC's price increase will also affect the cost of HBM and advanced packaging services, further compounding the overall cost pressures on AI accelerator vendors. TSMC is a major provider of CoWoS packaging services, which are essential for integrating HBM with GPUs and other high-performance chips. The cost of CoWoS packaging can range from $50 to $90 per unit, depending on the complexity and volume. The increased demand for AI accelerators has led to a shortage of CoWoS capacity, further driving up prices and lead times. This shortage is expected to persist in the near term as TSMC continues to invest in expanding its CoWoS capacity. Vendors will likely explore a wider variety of packaging options to optimize cost and performance. Alternatives like Intel's EMIB, embedded multi-die interconnect bridge packaging, costing $25-$45 per unit, are emerging as viable options, especially for applications where extreme bandwidth is not the primary concern. Strategies could involve using multiple smaller HBM stacks instead of a large monolithic stack, or utilizing fan-out wafer-level packaging, FOBLP, for less demanding applications. Other advanced packaging solutions, such as fan-out wafer-level packaging, FOBLP, and 3D stacking, are also becoming increasingly important for improving chip performance and reducing power consumption. These technologies enable the integration of multiple chips into a single package, reducing the distance between components and improving signal integrity. TSMC's price increases could incentivize companies to explore these alternative packaging options to reduce costs and improve performance. For example, CoWoS packaging typically costs around $75 per unit, while EMIB packaging costs approximately $35 per unit, and FOWLP is even more cost-effective at around $20 per unit. Let's discuss the strategic implications of this price hike. The strategic implications of TSMC's price increase are far-reaching. For hardware vendors, the increased cost will necessitate a reevaluation of hardware roadmaps and procurement strategies. Companies may need to consider alternative chip architectures, packaging technologies, and manufacturing partners to mitigate the impact of the price increase. They may also need to invest in software optimization and AI algorithm improvements to reduce the computational requirements of their applications. The competitive landscape may also shift as companies with more efficient hardware and software designs gain a competitive advantage. For semiconductor manufacturers, TSMC's price increase validates the value of advanced chip manufacturing capabilities. This could incentivize other foundries, such as Samsung and Intel, to invest more aggressively in expanding their advanced manufacturing capacity. However, building and maintaining a leading-edge fab is an extremely capital-intensive undertaking, requiring billions of dollars of investment and years of expertise. This creates a significant barrier to entry for new players and reinforces TSMC's dominant position in the market. For end users, the price increase will likely lead to higher prices for electronics and cloud services. This could potentially slow down the adoption of AI technologies, especially in price-sensitive markets. However, the long-term benefits of AI are expected to outweigh the increased costs as AI continues to transform various industries and applications. The pricing pressure also encourages innovative business models. Companies may increasingly offer hardware as a service, allowing customers to access advanced AI capabilities without the upfront capital expenditure. Risk-sharing models, where hardware vendors and customers share the risks and rewards of AI deployments, may also become more common. In conclusion, TSMC's price increase on advanced chips is a significant event that will have a wide-ranging impact on the semiconductor industry and beyond. While the increased costs may present challenges for some companies, they also create opportunities for innovation and new business models. As AI continues to drive demand for advanced chips, the semiconductor industry will need to adapt and evolve to meet these challenges and capitalize on the opportunities. The price increase will impact a wide array of chips. The cost of 3-nanometer wafers will rise from $19,500 to roughly $20,085, assuming a conservative 3% rise. This increase impacts AI accelerators, smartphones, and data centers that utilize TSMC's cutting-edge manufacturing processes. This move necessitates a reevaluation of hardware roadmaps, procurement strategies, and business models. The industry should anticipate higher costs for electronics and cloud services in the near future. This concludes our analysis. Thank you for listening.